Okay, we're picking up the Gemara Lamed Hey Amar Aleph. There are 13 lines from the bottom of Ela Amar Rav Shimei. Just to remind ourselves, the Gemara just proven that the Isser for the fruits in our Mishnah during the Nach Shemitah year has nothing to do with an oral declaration, and therefore Marzucha's explanation is l'chora going to be correct. The explanation of the Mishnah that fruits are going to be usher during non-Shemitah years because Shabbos even is going to create a chiyuv for maestros to take off maestros immediately, even if it's something which is unfinished. That l'chora was going to be the raya for Rav Zutra. Now the Gemara says maybe there is another explanation. Though the Gemara says Elam Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer Karmat. Wait a second, you're bringing a proof from Eliezer of our Mishnah to prove yourself. Rabbi Eliezer Latayim. Rabbi Eliezer follows his opinion, and Rabbi Eliezer is actually disagreed upon by other Tanoim. Darma Truma Kava. He holds that the fact that you separate Truma establishes obligation to take off Maestros even when produce was not completed, and therefore according to him, if someone didn't separate Truma, if someone separated Truma at an earlier stage, it's valid Truma, and therefore he also says you have to take off Maestros as well. The Kol Shekin Shabbos, and certainly you would hold the same thing with regards to Shabbos, when all eating is going to be significant. So that is the opinion now we've just established, that the raya that you want to bring from Marzutra and Echanami, it's a good raya from Rabbi Eliezer. However, we want to argue that the Chachamim disagree with that ruling of Rabbi Eliezer. Disnan, and we'll bring a raya, a proof from that, from the Mishnah and Maestros. The Mishnah tells us, Peiro Shetarman Achelunigra Malachtan, if you have fruits with Shuma which is separated before the processing was complete, Rabbi Eliezer Ose Locha Menorah, Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's usher them to eat as a snack unless you start taking off Maestros, because you've established the truma, so therefore you have to take off maestros. Now you're not allowed to eat it anymore. However, chachamim atirim, chachamim allow it. Since the chachamim permitted in that case, lechora the huadin by Shabbos, so you have no raya to assume that Shabbos is going to be kovea an unfinished food to be kovea that for maestros as well. And because you have just proved that you the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, fine. But with the chachamim disagree with that, and maybe perhaps we're going to be holding like the chachamim, and therefore there would be no raya for that. So now the Gemara wants to bring another proof for Rav Nachman that Shabbos would create a chiyuv for maestros even if it's not finished. Tashma b'sefer from the hemshech of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. Mishnah told us the chachamim tell us ad shiur sham v'yomar mikan ad lekan, only if you mark off which fruits you're going to be in and from here into there. So now the Gemara is going to have a very similar shakla tayar that we had on yesterday's daf. Taima the erev Shabbos b'shvius to la beisuro. This whole implication is that this is only mutter because why does the Mishnah mention it to shvius here? Because shvius, as we mentioned on yesterday's daf, is unique that shvius doesn't have trumas and maisos, doesn't have a chiyuv of trumas and maisos. But if you had a chiyuv of trumas and maisos, what would that imply? Habashar shnei shavuot v'shnei yisuri ninu asurim. That would imply during the other years of the Shemitah cycle, the first 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, that would be something which are chayav in Trumas and Maestros, so that it wouldn't help you to establish which fruits you're going to grow. So we're asked, why? My time, what's the reasoning that these fruits are going to be usher during the regular years of the Shemitah cycle? Because La Mishum de Shabbos Kavah L'chora, this is a raya, because Shabbos establishes a chayav for Trumas and Maestros, and therefore the obligation is something which is with a fruit over here, which we're discussing, clearly has not been completely processed yet, and the fact that you designate it would make it usher because Shabbos is even kovea. At this point, the Gemara is assuming Shabbos is even kovea for Trumas and Maestros. The Gemara says, no, shiny has some came to Amar Mikan Vad Khan who Khalamakar Kavala. No, the fact that you've designated it is exactly the same Shakti Vatarya that we had in Anamadbase yesterday, was that when you've kovet at the earlier stage, you point out that this is what you want. You have now obligated, you've shown that you wanted it. That makes a chashuv, and that makes a chiyuv in maestros. That's why it's going to be chayav in maestros from this point going forward, because you've now established it. So the Gemara says, but that's the case. The same exact question we had before on yesterday's dafi. Hachi, my iriyah Shabbos, then what's the difference? Why is the Mishnah mentioned Shabbos? This has nothing to do with the halachos of Shabbos. This has to do with halachos of designation. The fact that I've now designated this produce as something I want to eat, even if it was unfinished, it's now going to be chayav in maestros. So afilu bechol nami, so even if I designated something, this should be chayav, and this Mishnah mentioning Shviyas and mentioning Shabbos should have no relevance to this din. So why is the Mishnah bringing this up? So Gemara says, how come Ashma? No, there's another chiddush that the Mishnah is teaching him. The tevel muchanei tzel Shabbos. The tevel is considered prepared for Shabbos use. She'im avar v'tikno misukan, that if you go ahead and violate the din derabanan on this produce, you take off trumas or maisos we mentioned yesterday, because that's only nira kimesak and only looks like you're fixing something. Tikun mane. That's an is lest you come to do real tikun mane, which is an iser deraisa, but it's really an iser derabanan to take off trumas or maisos. So if you in fact go ahead and violate the din, since you would be chal, therefore we assume that fruits and vegetables which are in fact going to be something which is a trumas and maestros had not been taking off of, that would be something which is not going to be considered mukta. That's what we learn from this Mishnah. I actually mamish had this shaila because my son came home with an esrog from God knows where. I don't know how he took it off b'chlal, from his cheder, and they were all playing with it. I asked him if the Moors gave permission or whatever, but the mice, I had this esrog and I had a shaila of taking off trumas and maestros on it, and it was mamish, he took it right before Yontif. So I was wondering what would be the din. No, it was actually before Shabbos. It was right before Shabbos. So Mamish the Shaila. It was Bechor, it's going to be Tevel. I'm saying it's Medin Mukta. And he was playing with it. So I didn't know this halacha, but Lechor we see over here, the look of Shulchan Aruch, but Beferish, that this would not be that din, wouldn't be Mukta. I don't know how to eat, obviously, but it wouldn't be the din of Mukta. Okay, we see that this din of Mesukan, that these produce are not going to be Mukta. I was just wondering, though, a question, though. We already learned this Chiddush based on the Reisha of the Mishnah. Why would the Seifa, why isn't this a problem? Because we already learned this halacha from the Reisha. Why are you mentioning the same exact Chiddush again in the Seifa? I learned this Chiddush already, that Tevel's Mukhan Etzel Shabbos and not considered Mukta. I'm not sure. I didn't see an answer for that. Okay, let's go continue. Remember, but wait a second. We've just established Rabbi Lezer holds that produce, that process has not been complete, is going to be Chayav when Shabbos comes in. So we're going to bring a Raya from the Mishnah, which seems to indicate otherwise. The Mishnah in Trumas, we moved on to the Mishnah in Trumas, says the following. Someone's eating a cluster of grapes. Rashi points out the grapes. You're planning on using them for wine, and therefore you've not completed the process. V'nitlas beginning l'chatzar, you went from the garden to a courtyard. Remember, courtyard is something which is going to establish a chiyuv in maisos, and it's not finished yet. Rabbi Lezer, Omer Yigmar, Rabbi Lezer says that you're allowed to finish eating it. L'chora, he's understanding that a courtyard does not establish a chiyuv to take off maisos, even if you started eating. You have allowed to continue eating because you're eating it as a snack. That's not a problem. It's not going to be kovea as a chiyuv. Normally, a courtyard does, but since it's not finished, this grapes are not finished, you're allowed to eat them. Rabbi Shua Omer Loigmar, Rabbi says not allowed to finish unless you take off maisos, because Rabbi Shua that a courtyard would establish an obligation to take off maisos, even for produce which is not completed yet. Chashcha b'leila Shabbos, if you were eating the grapes on Friday and it got dark out, so on Friday night, Rabbi Lezer Omer Yigmar, Rabbi Lezer says you're allowed to finish eating. This is the steer right now. Rabbi Lezer holds that Shabbos doesn't create an obligation for food which is completely not finished yet to take off the maisos yet. This is contradicting what we wanted to assume in our Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer would hold that it is a chiyuv. And Rabbi Yishuv Meir Loigmar, Rabbi Lezer says, not allowed to finish, is apparent from the Mishnah, that again, Rabbi Lezer holds that Shabbos would not create an achiv, so how are we going to answer it? The Gemara says, Hasam Katani Taima, there, the reason for Rabbi Lezer's reasoning is based on the Braisa. Rabbi Nassan said, based on the Braisa, the Lokshem, Rabbi Lezer, Yigmar, when Rabbi Lezer said, in the first case of the Mishnah, he's allowed to finish, he didn't mean, Bechatzah Yigmar, he's allowed to finish eating, rather, meant Yotzeh Chutzeh Chatzar Yigmar. It means that, since he came into the courtyard, he's not allowed to eat in the courtyard, but he's allowed to leave the courtyard. The Lokshem, Rabbi Lezer, Yigmar, Rabbi Lezer says, he's not finish on Shabbos, but rather, he must wait until after Shabbos is over, and then he's allowed to eat it. But on Shabbos itself, you would not be allowed to eat. So really, Rabbi Lezer holds in the Mishnah that Shabbos does create an obligation, but if you don't eat it on Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. Rashi was just bothered by the way the Gemara in Lamed Aleph Beis told us that the Mishnah said that if you have children who hide the figs on Shabbos for produce on Shabbos, even Motzei Shabbos is not allowed to eat it. So why does Rabbi Lezer over here tell us that Motzei Shabbos you are allowed to eat it? What's the difference between the produce? So Rashi explains that Shabbos can have two different effects on produce, which is not, with Meiser wasn't taken off. One was, if you specifically designated for Shabbos use, in the case, even a child, that was a chiddush, as we mentioned yesterday, on Halacha also, we see that a child create Chiyuvim for Truma. So even a child create that produce now is considered finished. However, if the produce wasn't specifically designated for Shabbos, it's just you're not allowed to eat that unfinished produce on Shabbos. But once Shabbos passes, you're not allowed to eat it because you didn't designate anything. That produce is not be'etzem, something that's wrong. It's a kind of a chetzagavra chiluk over here. That the be'etzem, these produce is nothing. It's Shabbos. It's the Shabbos that's creating the chiyuv for this produce. So if I don't eat the produce, then it's nothing. I didn't designate it. However, if it's the chevtz, if I designate this produce as Shabbos produce, then this produce, even on Motzei Shabbos, Rashi explains, would be usher to eat. And that's the chiluk why Rabbi Lezer is not disagreeing with that Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ki usher Ravin Amar B'Yochanan. Ravin said in the name of Yochanan, he used to do a lot of statements. He used to come to Belleville and say statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who was in Eretz Yisrael. So he used to come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and say the state image of Rabbi Lezer. So this is one of them. He said, Rabbi Yochanan told us four different things. Echad Shabbos, Vechad Shuma, Vechad Chatzar. Whether it's a case of Shabbos, Truma, or bringing a produce into a courtyard, or buying something, Kulan and Kovin El B'davar Shemar Lachto, all of these only establish a Chiyuv of Maisos, only when the produce that you're buying is complete. Or, well, buying is only the fourth one. But the first three, that only when it's complete is going to be when it's going to be Chayav and Maisos. This is obviously disagreeing with Rav Nachman, as we just mentioned, the Rav Nachman holds that it is Chayav with regards to Shabbos. So now the Gemara is going to talk about all four of these cases. Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan tells us about Shabbos, that Shabbos is not going to be an obligation if the produce was not finished. Lafukim Hillel, that's rejecting the opinion of the Tana of Hillel. As we learn in the Braisa tells us, the Tana of the Braisa tells us, a mamir peros makam makam liktar. Someone gathered produce, fruits, and he was taking them from place to place to spread them out to dry. V'kiddush shel hayom and Shabbos came, and the produce are not ready yet. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hillel le'atzmo yoser. Hillel for himself used to be machmer on these fruits to assume that they should be considered finished. And that implication from the Lashon itself, Rashi points out, that Rabbi Yehuda was saying that only Hillel was a personal chumrah. He didn't hold that for the rabbim. And it seemed to be not only that, that most Tanaim disagreed with Hillel. So Rabbi Yochanan is following the majority of the Tanaim who disagree with Rav Nachman and hold that Shabbos would not create obligation even if our produce which is not going to be finished. Turning on to the next time. But now, Chatzer, so what's it, that was case number one of Shabbos. Now what's Chatzer? Chatzer lafukin Rabbi Yaakov. Chatzer is to disagree with Rabbi Yaakov. The son of Rabbi Yaakov told us, a maver ta'inim, the Chatzer, like to someone spreading figs out in order to dry. His children and his house is allowed to eat them as a snack. They're going to be exempt from maestros. That is the opinion of a Tanya Lor, Rabbi Yaakov Mechayev. That was the opinion of Tanya Kama. That opinion is rejected by Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov holds that there would be Chayev, even if it's unfinished produce. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, poet Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda exempts him. And this brisa clearly is following Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Stam Tanya. Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that we should follow Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rabbi Yaakov, who's machmir with regards to a chater as well. That was case number two. Now the third case of Rabbi Yochanan was just Truma, Lafukim, Rabbi Elazar, Truma, which is going to reject Rabbi Elazar. The Stam we learned in the Mishnah, in Maisos, this was quoted earlier, that Rabbi tells us, and if someone spread out chuma from fruits before processing was completed, you're not allowed to eat them as a snack unless you take off maizos for chachamim atirim. However, the chachamim are going to permit it. So he's telling you that we follow chachamim and not Rebbe Lezer. Now, the fourth case of mekach, of buying something, kedisanya halokeach te'enim ma'ama aretz. So someone purchases figs from an ama aretz. An ama aretz is usually someone who's suspected of not taking off maizos, usually truma gedola, we assume that they do take off. So b'makom shurom ne'adam dorsin. Here the chiddush is even further, though. Rashi is going to point it out that here the chiddush is that even in the case where the produce wasn't even finished yet, we would assume that they still take off truma gedola. We could still treat it as demai. Demai is usually damai. What is this? Because we're not sure if he took off maizos. Truma gedola, we assume that they take off. So you have to take off maizor rishon, your korei hashem. You don't have to give it to anybody. Maizor sheni, on the years of maizor sheni, you would have to bring it to shalayim. And maizor ani, you also don't have to give it to the ani because you could say, you take it off, but you don't have to give it to him. So now, Chumas Meister, you do have to take it off as well. So now, when it comes to this case, Rubin Adam Dorsin, people are pressing them into rings. Olchaman Arai, you're allowed to eat them as a snack. Meister Demai, take off. Meister says Demai, again, the Chiddush over here is that we assume that he does take off Chuma Gedola. Chumina Tlas, the Gemara is telling us, we learn from this price of three different things. One is, Shmamina Mekach, Enakovas, Elabadamar Sheng Mamlachta. The first thing is that produce is only established when the processing is completed, and therefore, this is going to follow Rabbi Yochanan, that would follow Rabbi Yochanan, that it's only when the process is complete would we assume that that's going to be a problem for Chuma Samaisos. So Shmamina, the Rova Meara, it's Masunen, that most people who are taking off are taking off Trumos and even Demai, since we're Mekil regarding Maestros to be separated only as Demai, this indicates that most people would take off Trumos from produce, even which is unprocessed, most people would take it off. And Rova Meir Masrinin, we're only Machmir on Demai, that's where we're Mekil special kulas, like on Shabbos, if you're stuck or if you're poor, you don't have to take off Demai at all. You're allowed to eat it. If it was for sure not taken off, we don't give you a heter to eat Tevel, unless it's Bikuach Nefesh, that a person's not allowed to, if you're poor, not allowed to take off, you have to take off Trumos and Maestros. So clearly, the fact that we're Mekil in certain circumstances, that's because of this halacha, is very important halacha to know throughout Chas, that Rova Meir Masrinin, that most people we do soon take off both Trumos and Maestros. So Shmamina, Masrin Demai, Mama Aretz, we also take off Demai from Mama Aretz. As Maya filu bedavar shlonim malachto, even something was not processed, was not completed yet, and you don't have to assume that he didn't take off even the truma gedola. Ulafuke mehadasan, and this is actually coming to disagree with a different mishnah ma'isros, which tells us hamachlef peros im chaviro. Someone is exchanging fruits with his friend. Zelachov zelachov, both are intending them to eat it. Zelachatzos both intending to dry them out. Vezelachov zelachatzos, or one is eating and one is drying them out. Chayev, you're obligated to take off the ma'isros before eating them. That is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. He is establishing that taking something, trading something, bartering something is going to create a chiyuv, even if it's the process is not yet complete. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lechol Chayim, no, only if you're going to eat them, you're going to have to take off the maizos. However, if you're lekatzos, if you're intending to dry them out, then it's going to be putter. Rabbi Yehuda is assuming that drying the fruits is not completed, and therefore purchasing them, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this type of mekach of bartering is not going to establish as a chiyuv for maizos. This is a feeling that Rabbi Yochanan is following Rabbi Yehuda and not that of the Tanna Kamma. With that, we have finished Hachamevi, Hajjan Hachamevi, Hajjan Hachamevi. Now we're up to the next Mishnah of Mishalin. Mashilin Peros Derech Aruba B'Yomtov. Just one halacha, very quick halacha to introduce the parak. Is this, you should be familiar with this if you learn Masechas Erevin, that there's called the Tchum Shabbos. You're not allowed to go 2,000 amos past the boundary where you are on Shabbos, and that boundary goes from the furthest house of the city limit, something which is within 70 amos of the last house of within the city. Then that is the 2,000 amos is the furthest place you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. Actually, no gift for people who live in the country. When you go up to in Shabbos, Shabbosim, and when you're up in the country, New York, that actually is no gift because you don't. The people live in like Teaneck, wherever it is. Those are houses all the way through. The city's limits go very far. But if you're in a place which is mamish, not a yishuv, a sani amos, past one place to the other, 2,000 amos, very no gift for how far you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. Now you could set up an eruv chumen before Shabbos. This is be done really only for tzarach mitzvah, but whatever the purpose to establish it, you're allowed to really go around 4,000 amos, because within the 2,000 amos, you'll put in your tchush amos, you'll establish where you're going to be walking, and then you're allowed to walk nacha 2,000 amos, even past that point on Shabbos, really allows you to walk 4,000 amos. That's only supposed to be done as we learn the Gemara in Erevin for tzarach mitzvah and things of the like, for a need, and that is the din of tchum Shabbos. Okay, with that, we're ready to start the Mishnah. Mishnah tells us, Mashilin peres derech arubu biyomtav, this halacha doesn't have to do the halachas of Erevin, but according to Jusa, for the following halachas we'll learn in the parak. Now, you let a lower produce to a skylight on Yontov. Rashi points out that you're spreading out wheat and barley and roof to dry. Now you're afraid it's going to rain and it's going to destroy your produce. So usually moving things in large numbers is going to be usher because of Tircha Yisera. So even though it's not really a fundamental isher, there's something here, but Tircha Yisera, you're not allowed to do that. Here, the Chazal allow you to do it through a skylight on Yontov. However, Rashi points out, doing it through a window, that's mamish Tircha Yisera, that's going to be usher. The Gemara is going to mention that it's going to be usher. However, you're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah says, Loba Shabbos. Not allowed to do Shabbos because we're more machmir on Shabbos than we are in this case of Yontov. Even a minimal putting it through the skylight is going to be usher on Shabbos. So machis in Paris, bekelim bnei adlef, you're allowed to cover produce with cloths against dripping rainwater. That is, if you have a ceiling leak, you're allowed to cover the drops to keep it dry. Again, this is also not needed for yantar, but it's going to be mutter for the financial loss. That's interesting because many halachos, even isurim derabanan, Chazal do not waive these isurim for financial loss. It's interesting why these halachas Chazal do allow you for financial loss. It's interesting whether this applies to Shabbos Israel. Rashi seems to indicate that it's only through Yontif. However, the Rush and others, Rush wants to mimdayak and Rashi that way, and he disagrees with Rashi. He says, well, we don't see that this part of the Mishnah says anything about Shabbos. L'chor, this should be mutar on Shabbos as well. The second thing of putting the cloth to stop the absorbing the water. V'chein, k'dei yayin v'chein shem, and also pitchers of wine and oil allowed to be covered against the dripping water. V'nosin kli, tachas tlef, but Shabbos also allowed to put a kli under the dripping water to protect the house from damage on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says, Itmar, Rav Yehuda, Rav Nassan, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nassan taught different version of a text of their Mishnah, Chatanim Mashilin, so the Mashilin and Chatanim Mashlichin, that you put it down, when it said the Lashon of Mashilin Peres, ours is Mashilin, that's the Gersa we have, but his Lashon was Mashlichin, putting the reporters through the skylight. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zutra, Mandatanim Mashilin La Meshtabesh, Mandatanim Mashilin La Mashlichin La Meshtabesh, both of them are the Lashon of lowering, both of them have the connotation of lowering, as we're about to see. Mandatanim Mashilin La Meshtabesh, the one who says Mashilin is not mistaken, because the Pasuk says, Kishal Zis. The pasuk says, "When your olive tree will come down with its fruits," this pasuk is in Dvarim. That the pasuk tells you that when it comes to the fruit, the mashilin is lashon of throwing down. The one who says the mashlichin also based on the Mishnah, this lashon of Mishnah is mashlichin is to go down. Shichol v'aksul, shachol aksul, shachol shnit ma'yerechol. Shachol is an animal. This is discussing Mishnah Mechoros, whose animal, whose is what is it? His hip is dislocated, and therefore that's you're not allowed to bring it as a korban. The Gemara is telling you the animal's hip is larger than other. That's also considered is in this category of dislocated hip. Kalsul shachol mirchosav gavach mechaverta. Kaso, an animal hip higher than the other one. So we see Mashlichin, that one is lower than the other and is attached, is lower. That's the Lashon of Mashlichin. Shachol is lower than the other one, and therefore they're not even. And lowering is the same Lashon of the Mishnah of Shachol is going to be Lashon of lowering as well. Now Rav Nachman wants to say there's also three more gears that would also be okay. I'm Rav Nachman, but he's left. Mantanei Mashirin la Meshtabesh. If you say Mashirin, it's also not a problem. Mantanei Mashirin la Meshtabesh. If you say Mashirin, or Mantanei Menashirin la Meshtabesh. All three of these cases also indicating things of lowering. Interesting when the Gemara goes on these, I say tangents, but the Gemara goes on the Shonos, so meduic, every word of the Mishnah is so important to us. Man, the tani mashirin l'mashabesh, if you say l'shon mashirin, it's not a problem. This time we learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Nazir lo yachof roshu be'adama, Nazir. We know Nazir not allowed to cut his hair. So certain types of dirt is going to be something which we're assuming is going to be like a psik ratio for sure is going to create his hair to be removed. So you're not allowed to rub your hair with certain types of dirt because that's going to be us removing hair. Neshem mashir taser, because you're causing the hair to fall out. The lashon of mashir is calling falling out. So that'd be the same thing as bringing down this pairs of a mashir through falling down, coming down. Also is not mistaken. The sign of the Mishnah tells us in Kalim, hashchor vazug shel siporim, if you have a pair of scissors, even if they're dissembled, they're going to be still going to be tameh because normally when a tentil is considered broken is no longer susceptible to tumah. However, here, since they're broken, they're both usable in each part, they can still be used, therefore they're going to be subject to the halachas of tumah. And we see the lashon of shchor, which is the same thing of mashchirin, is used over here in the Mishnah to refer to something which is causing hair to fall off. Also is not a problem in the Mishnah this time, because the Mishnah tells us, if someone's garments fell off and there's a lot of walk while wearing them, but doesn't have to fear, people suspect them having washed them on Shabbos, You see, Nashu is the same root of falling out. Inami Ma'adatan, or from the other part of another Mishnah, which says, Ezu Leket, what's the lacha of Leket? Leket is, the Torah tells you that you have to leave the Leket for the poor. So what's considered Leket? Produce that falls off, which is Leket, and no share b'shas k'sira, that which is falling off the time of reaping, and no share lacha falling off, you use on the Shira, would also be a correct way to explain our Mishnah. Okay? That was the lesson of the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes back to analyze the Mishnah. At the time, the Mishnah tells us, Mashina Paris Derech Rubi Yom Tov, you're allowed to lower produce in the skylight on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Adkama, how many things are allowed to be lowered on Shabbos? On Yom Tov, rather. Amar Rabzir, Amar Rabasi, Rabzir, Sir Rabasi, Amar Leah, Rabriasi, Amar Yochanan, Keosa Shanino, this is similar to what we said in the Mishnah. Mafin, Arvil Chamesh, Kupat Sotevin, Rishel Tzvul, you're allowed to clear 4 or 5 boxes away of produce, of straw produce, because of guests or because of people who want to learn Torah. So you're allowed to remove it. If there was different straw there, you're allowed to remove them. Remove the produce there, even though it's a little bit of a tircha, in order for the guests to come or for the base midrash to be able to have people learning Torah there. So we see that 4 or 5 boxes are going to be permitted. The Gemara says, "Dilma shani asam deika beit midrash." Oh, there's for the sorach of Talmud Torah. Only there you're allowed to have 4 or 5. Here it'd be lower. Aval halcha deika beit midrash low. Or here, if there's no beit midrash, you would not be allowed to be selinian. Inami or hasam b'taima da arba chamisha kupos shari mishum de Shabbos to chamir v'las lezulzabe. No Shabbos, we're so machmir on Shabbos. We know the isur skila, so people are very careful in general. So we allow 4 or 5 boxes of aval. Yom tov the kill as lezulzabe. Yom tov, which is more kal, we allow you to cook. And it's only an Isser Lav, and it's not an Isser Misa. Klavakala, what I'm saying, not permitted to lower any boxes. The lesson of Klavakala is very difficult. Someone to take out this gear, so what do you mean Klavakala? The Mishnah says explicitly, you're allowed to lower these things through the skylight. So clearly it means some amount. Maybe it's just a guzma, an exaggeration. It didn't mean none. It meant some. If you want to keep our gear, so you just take out the gear. So it doesn't mean Klavakala, rather Klavalo, not the same amount. Or you could say the other reason, the opposite direction, there should be more million into our Mishnah. Hasam, I know Taima there. Delik, I have some mum, I'm there. There's no financial loss when one leaves them. Aval, Hachadika, I have some mum, and there, this guy is losing his money. Then, Afila Tuvan, we allow even more than 4 or 5 boxes to be makil. That would be the Shiloh, the Rashba is bothered by that. What do you mean? We just said that Shabbos is more machmir than Yantav. So how are you allowed to be more makil with regards to Yantav as regards to Shabbos? So when we did permit an activity, both of Shabbos and Yantav, the consideration is how far to extend the leniency. Maybe there we couldn't be more restrictive on Yantav as opposed to Shabbos. That's what the Rashba wants to understand. Now Gemara says, Hasam. Now the Gemara talks about another Shaila. There we learn in the Mishnah, in the Masechta Shabbos, of Aloha Sa'otz, you're not allowed to remove boxes of straw through the storage area. Amar Shmuel says, "My Avaloa Sa'otzer." What does it mean? You're not allowed to remove the storage area. Avaloigmar Es Sa'otzer Kulov. You're not allowed to remove the entire Otzer. You're not allowed to remove the entire Otzer because that's the Tircha Yisir on Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying, "Al Dilma Asla." No, sorry, no, Dilma Asla. I got that wrong. Not because Tircha Yisir. Rather, Dilma Asla. Gemara says explicitly, "It's Dil Asra the Gumos." You're going to come to level the holes. It's an Isra Dereisa of Mashvi Gumos on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Halchamai." So with regards to Yom Tov, is that same with the game with regards to the skylight? Can you remove all of it? You can remove all of the produce or not? Hasam who b'Shabbos to Asur Mishum Nechamer. Shabbos is an Isser Skila. Aval Yom Tov the Kiel Shabbademik Yom Tov, which is still a problem. It's still an Isser Lav, but still not as Chamor. Al Dilma Hasam to Ika Bitl Beis Hamidrash Amart Lo. There because it's not permitted because it exposed the floor with regards to learning Torah. Hasa the Lake of the Midrash Lo Kozik. And then obviously you would have to be Machmer. So this is a suffix which we're not sure about when comparing the Lachos of Shabbos to Yom Tov. Now the Gemara is going to mention 3 more Sfikos, so we'll get to all of them. Hachatan. Also here we learn in the Mishnah Mashilin Peres Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to lower produce to a skylight on Yom Tov. Yamar of Nachman Rachman said Loshan Elaboso Agag. That's only talking with regards to the skylight on the same roof. Val Megal Agag from one roof to another roof is going to be Aser. Betana Mehachi also learned in Ebraisa. Ein Matilin Megal Agag Afila B'Shagosin Shav is another roof from one roof to another roof, even if they're on the same exact level. So that's because it's considered a Aser on them to move from roof to roof. Hasamai, but here, with regards to what's the law over here, with regards to boxes removing Shabbos, it allows the same thing with regards to what about when you have Bitl Meit Midrash or you have, if you have guests coming. So the Gemara says, Hacha, the Aser Mishum Yom Tov, the Kiel, Vasil Azulebe, there, because only Yom Tov, people are Meramekel, people are relaxed about it because it's something which people aren't careful about Shabbos, the Chmir, Vasil Azulebe, Shapir, Dame, with regards to Shabbos, we're afraid that from moving one from box to another is not going to be a problem. Oh, Dilma, there's the opposite. Maha, Hacha, Teika, Hefsit Peros, Amar Telo, there. Even here, where you're going to lose money, we still don't allow you to move from roof to roof. Hasan Lake, I said Paris, look, Holshigan. There, where you're not even losing anything, no financial laws, there, certainly we're going to be machmir on you, and moving from roof to roof will be a problem. Hachatan, also. Here we learn in a Braisa, not really should be Tanya, whatever, Tanya or Tznan. Lo yishalash bechevel bechalonos, you should not lower the fruits with a rope through the windows, because this is a no skylight from the roof, it's directly in the house. So you're not allowed to do this. It's Asar Nyanta because it requires, again, Tirch Yosira to remove the produce from the roof of the window to lower it through the ground. Below Yordim Derech Sulamas, you're not allowed to lower them through ladders either. Rashi points out this refers to steps or a ramp, anything like that. All these are Asar. Hasamai, what's going to be the luck with the boxes being moved on Shabbos or to learn Torah? through the windows of the ladders. That's what the Gemara wants to wonder. There, you don't have the concept of the people learning Torah. Where it comes to Shabbos, and the only way to get it through was through the stairs or the ramp, you would be allowed to do it because people want to learn. No. The opposite is that again, you're afraid you're going to you're losing money here, and even that we don't allow you. Husband, like as a parish, look coach again, when you're no financial loss, then certainly we're going to be machmir, it's going to be usher to move it. All of these are going to remain as a teiku. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll pick up from a mechazin of saperos, Be'ezras Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.